Hi, this is Forrest Kelly, host and producer of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. Before we start the show, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about a new app called Wisdom. What you can do on Wisdom is listen and talk with amazing people. You can connect with experts and top mentors. Coming up on the new year, you need a little extra motivation? Wisdom is the place to get it. And if you'd like to share and inspire others, you can do it on Wisdom. I'll be doing a live question and answer session on Wisdom. We'll be covering wine, travel, and podcasting in general. Download the Wisdom app today and join me on Wednesday, December 22nd at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the new app, Wisdom. Thank you. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, great minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is...
Aloha.
Yes, we continue our interview with Kendall of Volcano Winery in Volcano, Hawaii. In our first episode, we learned that Volcano Winery is about 4,000 feet high and is surrounded by volcanoes. And with that, it brings some special qualities to their Pinot Noir.
We grow our Pinot Noir here on site, and it's considered one of our smaller batch wines. So it's a little bit more exclusive compared to our house wines. And we take a lot of pride in our Pinot Noir. It's very different from any other Pinot that I've personally tasted. It's very light-bodied and super sulfuric, and it's got a lot of volcanic minerality and some cherry tart tones and subtle tannins, and it's just very easy drinking. And it's a hit with the community and from people all over the world, because Pinot Noir is known for being a very temperamental grape, and there's a lot of different regions in the world that are known for Pinot Noir. So it's kind of fun to come over here and taste it. Hawaiian-grown Pinot Noir grape.
I read online where a Canadian couple came to the winery, and they, I guess they bought more wine than what was allowed for them to get back into Canada with. So they had to make arrangements, or probably gave it away or something. It was so good.
Oh, man. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a small production here. So when it comes to shipping back to other places, for a lot of our customers, we do ship to majority of the United States. We ship to about 39 states, and that's shipping via alcohol licensings and kind of matching them up with the other states. Unfortunately, we don't ship to everybody, and
right.
We don't distribute. We only distribute within the Hawaiian Islands.
Because you're at 4,000 feet, is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
If you're here during our fall or winter season, you'll notice that the vines look a little sad. I don't want to say that, but they're actually dormant. So there's no greenery, there's no grapes on the plant physically at this time during the fall and winter season. And that's just because they're kind of gearing up, getting ready for that spring and summer season when they will be flourishing and they'll be green and they'll be pumping out the grapes. The grape plant, so it takes about 8 years for the grape plant to produce a fruit once it's planted. Mm-hmm. Once it's producing fruit, in order to produce a healthy grape, it has to go into a stage of dormancy, and that's pretty much for half the year. And that dormancy is achieved by the plant being in a location that reaches temperatures below 40 degrees, and that temperature has to remain below 40 degrees consistent enough, so majority of the day, to maintain that dormancy.
Right.
So
that's the trigger.
Luckily, that's the trigger. That's our biggest advantage, is being at this elevation, allowing us to have those mountain winds and those cooler temperatures through the winter season, which in turn would have that natural dormancy for our grapes. So that's a big plus for us here.
Wow. Some good stuff with Volcano Winery in Volcano, Hawaii. Thank you, Kendall. If anybody wants to get a hold of you, obviously, how can they do that?
Not only can you give us a call anytime during our business hours, we're all happy to help you with any kind of questions or shipping or orders on the phone. We have 808-967-7772. We have a website, www.volcanowinery.com. And on that website, you'll have a list of all of our wines, all the states that we ship to. You'll have descriptions of all the merchandise that we have available for shipping. If you wanted to contact us via email, we have info@volcanowinery.com.
Now time for our listener voicemail. Let's see, I got to find some listener voice here. Where did I put that?
What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in that area.
Oh, I've searched like Tommy Lee says I should, and I have found a listener. listener voicemail from...
Hi, this is Danny from Lomita, California. And my question is wine dryness or sweetness due to grape variety?
Your cell phone cut out in the middle there, Danny. Could you repeat that for me? Oh, come on. Are you sure you can't repeat it for me? I believe, Danny, you said, is a wine's dryness or sweetness due to grape variety? And speaking with the experts, they tell me that just about any grape variety can be made either dry or sweet or any stage in between that by stopping the fermenting process at a certain point. So the grape variety, it doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.